Let's go to the carnival. Mischief in Paradise. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Let's go to the carnival. Mischief in Paradise. Now, at the carnival, they have all sorts of games. And of course, many of these games they have in other places too. They have them in airports, they have them in various stores and so forth. And one of the games is called Grab a Toy. So you put a coin into the slot, and then you take this little mechanical gadget that reaches in and grabs a toy, a teddy bear or a doll or something. And as you reach in there, you have in your heart that you would like to have that teddy bear. And so you take your lever and you move it over carefully so that it drops right on top of the teddy bear to pick him up. And you lift carefully, and the teddy bear is secured to the lever. And you lift him up, and just as you get him where he's going to pop into the outbox, he falls off. And you say, oh, darn. And so you do it again, and you do it again. You get so close. Now, there's mischief in paradise there, for sure. The gadget may well be designed that when it reaches a certain point, it slips a gear and opens up and lets the teddy bear fall. But it can't do that all the time. So it's probably a gadget that does it every 20 times, and then one time it'll pick it up. So that's really mischief. That's really not playing fair by the rules, although that's the rules of that game set up by the box and by the person who is owning the box or having the box on display where it can play the game with children and adults. You and I are in paradise, as we always are, and we sometimes look at that and we say, oh darn. We say, you can never win those things. They've got them rigged. They've got them fixed. Well, you might be the 20th person who is allowed to win, like they do in many gambling games. They have it set up for so many wins in so many hundreds of plays. Well, you just got to know what the rules are and play along with the rules. Or you create your own rules. And if you create your own rules, you best be very careful. Because if you're creating your own rules, what sort of rules are you creating? Are you creating rules in which you are in charge, in which you make the decisions? Now just say you're in paradise there, and you're playing that game. Anytime we play games, we're in paradise, really. And so we're playing that game, reaching in for that teddy bear. And we drop that little catcher there to pick up the teddy bear. And we now know that we are the master. We now know that we are in charge. We now know that we are in paradise and we make the decisions there. There's no mischief there. There's nobody else making the decisions. That's mischief. There's nobody else making the decisions in our paradise. Okay. So, what sort of thought do we have go through our mind? Do we have the thought go through our mind that I will pick up that teddy bear? Or that teddy bear is mine? Or I am doing this correctly and it works functionally perfectly for me? Now, what sort of thoughts are we putting in our consciousness? What sort of attitudes are we putting in our mind? What do we want? What results do we want? Now, if we feel that the people who have put the game there are not very nice and they're doing badly and they're a mess and they're bad in every possible way, well, so be it. If that is our cause, if that is our notion that we put into motion for ourselves, then that is what we experience. However, we are the master, and we can put into motion. Every time I put a coin in this machine and drop the little lever down, it picks up whatever toy I choose it to pick up and delivers it to me here. Now, you say, well, you'd run that guy bankrupt in no time. That's true, but that's not the game. Are you going to play his game, or are you going to play your game? Are you going to play his game and let him win most of the time? Or are you going to play your game and have you win all the time? You see, the mischief in paradise is that we have taught ourselves to believe that somebody else is running the show, that somebody else is telling where the toss is going to be made and what the outcome is going to be. Well, how long are we going to do that? If you go out into cold weather, are you going to say, I'm going to get a cold? My goodness sake, think of the poor fellows that live up in the north area, in the cold areas, Arctica, Antarctica. Think of the poor Eskimos, they'd have colds all the time. And that's not true. Now, think of the people who live in Africa, and they live among diseased malaria and all sorts of other things that are around there, and they have not yet taken it totally under control. Now, why doesn't every African die of malaria? It's not their choice. Well, do they have the right kind of medicines that keep them from it? Do they have the right kind of baths or whatever they might have to keep them from it? No. They have the right attitude of mind. Why is it that every person who could have died because of an accident didn't? Why is it that many things take place in this life that rather startle us, and we think to ourselves, how can that be? How can that be that happens, and yet there's no outward effect that is evil or bad? My goodness sake. When we think those thoughts, we sure come up with some interesting ideas, don't we? Now think to yourself, are you the master at all times? Are you going to let the mischief of paradise upset you? Are you going to let the mischief of somebody's ideas saying that you get a cold when you go out in the cold weather? Are you going to let the mischief of somebody's ideas say that the weather is warm, the weather is cold, you're hungry, you're tired, you're full, you're relaxed, you're rested? You see, these are all states of consciousness. These are all attitudes of mind. True, they evidence themselves in our physical body, but they're attitudes of mind. Now, what attitude of mind do you want? Are you going to let there be mischief in your paradise? Or are you going to begin today to say to yourself, I am the master of my ship. I am the master of my fate. I am in charge of my world. I am in charge of everything I do and everything I think and everything I say and everywhere I go. I am the master. Wouldn't that be an exciting adventure? My goodness, yes. Okay. If that is our adventure, if that is who we are, then what are we going to do about it? How can we establish this new attitude that's so necessary not to have malaria? A new attitude to win the bear from the carnival game. The new attitude to drive through life in a beautiful car that is eternally perfect. Or a beautiful body, my goodness, how about that? That's eternally perfect. To live in weather that is always salubrious, that's always health-giving, that's always comfortable, that's always a delight. My goodness, can we really do things like that? Yes, indeed we can. And we do. We do this far more than we know we do it. We do it far more often than we realize that we're doing it, because we do it so subliminally, so unconsciously. And it takes place for us. It's a very wonderful thing. Now, are you eager to have that take place in your life now? Are you eager to have that take place in your world now? Are you eager to experience those things in your world right now? If you are, then you can. You can experience every one of these lovely things right now if you will take the mischief out of paradise. Mischief being that somebody else has control of your thoughts. Mischief being that somebody else is directing your universe, your world, your time, your life, your affairs. Mischief is something that is not your choice. Hey, mischief is not your choice. So therefore, if we say we choose to live in healthy bodies, then there is no place for mischief there. There's no place for somebody else's attitude of you're in a bad environment, you're in an area where there's malaria, you're in an area where there are diseases, you're in an area where life is only so long. Isn't it interesting? And I find it fascinating. You look at the World Almanac, and in every country it gives their life expectancy. And the life expectancy for some countries is 70, some countries is 80, some countries is 60, some countries is 40. It's so interesting. The life expectancy, my goodness sake, who would want a life expectancy like that? Well, people who live there. People who live there, they look at their parents, their grandparents, they look at their families, and they see that their life expectancy, their life experience has been so many years. And so this is what they lay down and roll over and say, okay, that's what my life expectancy is going to be. They let the mischief of somebody else's experiences and thinking be their mischief. And they say they don't want it, but that's exactly what they put into their mind and think about. You too. You too. How old do Americans live? Well, what about these silly, silly people who live longer? Oh, they've got better genes and better DNA and all that sort of stuff. Nonsense. It's all a matter of attitude. All a matter of what we believe for ourselves. And what do you believe for yourself? What do you want for yourself? If you were living in a community of people who lived until they were 100, every one of them, then you would live that age too. And you might want to die. You might think of dying. And who would want to do that? But you might think of dying, and you can't die, because this is how long you're going to be. This is how long your life is going to continue, and that's what you're going to have. You see, we think we can play games with principle, and we cannot. Principle has no place for mischief. Principle has no place for an attitude that says things have to happen. The only attitude that says things have to happen is our own consciousness, our own thought, our own world, and mischief plays no part there. Today we let mischief go. We let mischief be something that someone else plays with if they choose to. Or we see the world free of mischief totally, and nobody plays with other people's attitudes, nobody plays with other people's desires and expectations. Nobody plays with other people's realization of what is right and wrong for them. Each of us build our own life, build our own image, build our own dream, and then we live it. We have the imagination. We have that instant illumination available to us, and all we have to do is put the cause in motion. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We put the cause in motion. We put that cause in motion, which is the law of cause and effect. We put that cause in motion, and we experience it. For the principle always works. It's us who must work the principle if we are going to enjoy it our way. And why not? Why not enjoy it our way? And enjoy it our way today by saying, I live the principle now in every beautiful way, every beautiful day, and it is always my way. Have a great, wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.